Now, Vineyard House, again, if you're relatively new, that won't mean anything to you, but we, as a church, we recently bought another building, which is virtually a stone's throw in that direction, and we're calling it Vineyard House. We've bought the building, and it's an old listed building, and so now we need to renovate the building. So the kind of current project for the church is to renovate that building, and we've just had a campaign called Steps, which you heard me refer to before, Steps 2019, which is us raising funding to renovate that building. So if I can invite Teresa to come and join me. Teresa has a story about Steps and about giving to Steps. Good morning, Teresa. So, do you want to just share a bit about what you felt God say to you and your sort of experience over the last 2 or 3 weeks giving to Steps?
Right. Well, the simple story is that when we had Steps 1, the first, to buy the building, we gave what was for us quite sacrificially. So when David started talking about the different categories, that there might be folk here who were new, folk who couldn't give at the last campaign, and lastly, the ones who'd given at Steps 1, so maybe God was saying you don't need to give at Steps 2, I briefly thought that might be us. Now, the way we think about our giving in our house is that separately we go to God and he answers us separately and then we get together. Well, God gave me a figure. God gave Colin a figure, which was twice my figure, which does happen quite often. I was happy with Colin's figure. But then he wasn't totally peaceful about it, so we went to God again, and God's figure was even bigger. And that's what we gave, because we've learned over the years to trust God, as we've learned to know him more and to trust him, we know that he honours that our finances are his. And so we've been on a journey, really, of moving from being purely obedient, which is how it was in the beginning, and gradually he's made us more cheerful givers anyway. I can't say we're totally there yet. We won't be till we get to be with him. But that's the journey we've been on.
Okay. Wonderful. So that, you know, that's a story about obedience. As Teresa said, and also expecting the unexpected. So I suppose the challenge for all of us is, as Teresa shared, to expect the unexpected. We can kind of go into certain situations with our sort of presumptions about, you know, what God will say to us sometimes, and that can sometimes sort of blind us to what he's actually saying to us. And again, one of peace, just picking out the last thing, that, you know, that thing of feeling peace about it is quite important. So, wonderful. Thank you, Teresa. Thanks for sharing. Is there anything else?
I've got a little bit more.
She's got a little bit more. We'll have a little bit more.
Just with the giving, I can honestly say 2 years on, we haven't actually missed the money that we gave in Steps 1, which again is a sense of God honouring it. And I can just thoroughly recommend the adventure of trusting God, especially if you're right at the beginning of this, of trusting him with what is his anyway and giving out of it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Teresa. So that is an incredible story. If you haven't yet given to Steps 2019, this isn't a pledge card, but there are pledge cards in the front which look very similar to this. So you can fill it out and put it in here. It's all entirely confidential. There's literally 2 or 3 people in the kind of admin staff that will know, obviously, about that. We've raised an incredible $78,000 already. And that figure's rising all the time. And that goes to what they call kind of seed funding, so there's a lot more funding that will come, but for us to demonstrate as a church that we've already given that much to this has a massive impact on the way that we can generate more funding.